Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The town of Myers, California, is nestled along Highway 50 in the Sierra Nevada, a short drive past that breathtaking view of the lake from Echo Summit right before you hit South Lake Tahoe. Although many of the homes in this community are rental properties, hundreds call it home year-round. They've become accustomed to both the threat of wildfires and shoveling themselves out of epic snowstorms. But this winter, the snowfall in the Central Sierra is nearing records, leaving residents in Myers and other communities in the high country buried in a bewildering amount of snow. One of the residents of this town is Susie Coker, a forest advisor for the University of California's Cooperative Extension in South Lake Tahoe. When Susie and her family haven't been shoveling snow at their home, she's been chronicling the incredible amount of snowfall amounts on her Twitter page over the last couple weeks. Susie joins us now from her home in Myers to share really a front row seat at how these powerful storms have been impacting daily life for her community. Susie, welcome back to Insight.
Thanks, Vicky. I'm glad to be here.
You've joined us in the past for wildfires, and now we're here for some pretty epic snowstorms. You know, you were really the buzz of our newsroom, our little Insight team. We've been following you on Twitter. The videos are just remarkable, and you and your family are living through it as well as your neighbors. How are you holding up?
I would say with a combination of awe and dread at the same time. You know, more snow is forecast. It's snowing right now. I mean, obviously, it's awe-inspiring to see this much snow, to have this much snow. Skiing's been amazing, you know, but the dread part is how much work it is to shovel yourself out and keep everything working in an environment like that. So some days awe, some days dread.
That is completely understandable. Given that you and your family have lived in Myers for about 16 years, where does this winter rank?
2017 was a really big year for us. You remember we had the drought from 2012 to 16. When 2017 came, we had about 30 feet of snow here at my house, 10 different atmospheric river storms of about 3 feet apiece. But those seemed to be more stretched out, and there would be time in between with sun and all of that to shovel out. This, I mean, we had 10 feet just in the last week and a half, and, you know, it's still snowing. So it seemed just a lot more constant this year, and harder to enjoy because of that.
If you were to walk outside your front door right now, what would you see?
Well, I could get out my front door. I can't get out my back door anymore because of having shoveled off the roof. So, you know, there's a lot more sun on the south side of your house, and on the north side of your house, what you get is piles and piles of snow that melts and freezes every day. And so you get ice dams. So most people who have ice dams are shoveling. We've had leaks in the house because the water pools up behind ice. So I can't go out the back door anymore, but I can go out the front door because my husband is a overachiever with the snowblower and shoveler. You know, I can't see the house across the street because of the berm from my deck. And I can walk down the streets. It's basically one lane, maybe a little bit extra wide. I do take my dog on a walk, and we all have to pop in a driveway so that the cars can go by. And there's plenty of houses you just can't even see. Wow. I was out yesterday, and there were just a lot of people shoveling, getting ready for the atmospheric river coming.
Yeah, I mean, you highlight, you know, a reality is that there are hazards with obviously this amount of snowfall, and you've been shoveling off your roof. Snow can be incredibly heavy and can create damage as well as be a risk just to safety. How are residents in your neighborhood faring?
A lot of people are hiring contract crews to shovel their roofs. Other people are doing it themselves. I saw at least 10 houses in the last 2 days with people on the roof. But surprisingly well, I would say. The residents that are here, they've got their driveways all cleared out. They're busy out there every day doing the work and making sure that we can get in and out. So it's pretty impressive. I would say the county's been pretty impressive, too. We've had plows go by pretty much every day. In the past, I think in January, we had one where it took 2 or 3 days for the plow to go by. And that's not unusual in really big storms, but they've really kept up over this last 10 feet. And so, you know, cars can get around. Everything's working pretty much.
That's great to hear, because communities in the San Bernardino Mountains east of Los Angeles, they're still reeling from the last series of storms. And there have been accounts of many roads in those towns were blocked for days, snow leading to shortages of food and other essential supplies. But it seems like in El Dorado County, the response has been good so far.
At least in the Tahoe Basin, I definitely have friends on the West Slope where they're not getting much plowing. But, you know, we have tourist infrastructure here in Tahoe, and getting people in and out of the basin is our lifeblood. So we have a very well-developed infrastructure for plowing and blowing snow. So, we're fortunate in that regard compared to other mountain communities.
Given that you've been posting pictures and images like since, you know, the end of February, and as I said, they're quite remarkable, you know, you keep shoveling yourself out. I think there was one video where you were shoveling the snow off of your house, which appears to be at least 5 to 6 feet high. It's now March 8th, and there is an incoming system that you're preparing for. Are you kind of like with each series of, you know, storms that come, are you like, again, like you kind of think you're out of the woods and then you're not?
It's all blurs together, to be frank. It's like one long, unending trial of trying to get it all done. But with this new storm coming in, the big concern is that it's going to be rain on snow. And so if you have a lot of snow on your roof, the rain can permeate that and then freeze at night. It's still down in the teens every night. So that's really going to add to the weight of the roof. And so, yeah, people who are getting ready, I'd say, are getting ready even more so, because we're more worried about the rain coming than the snow, because the rain will just really add weight within the snow matrix. So, yeah, it's been a concern all along. We've been shoveling all along, and now we're really worried.
I hope you guys eat well, some nice warm and cozy food when you get back inside. I'm just visualizing you outside shoveling for the last, you know, week and counting.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. And standing on your roof, you get an amazing view. I have to say.
It's the little things, the little things that are really important. There are, you know, some, you know, when looking at the risk, though, like on March 2nd, you posted that there was actually an explosion at a property in your neighborhood. And according to South Lake Tahoe Now, it took firefighters and neighbors, you know, 20 minutes to dig out the nearest fire hydrant. People who don't live in the basin or don't live at higher elevations might not be aware of the risks that snowfall can pose, especially when it comes to, you know, an explosion.
Well, we do have natural gas connections here. And so, yeah, the weight of the snow on the natural gas main line and meter can sometimes push it off. So, yeah, it's a huge concern. So we are also trying to shovel out the natural gas meters. But, yeah, the city and county have an adopt a fire hydrant program. Some of it is formal, some of it is informal. I know the people doing it in our neighborhood, so I can tell you that the one next to my house is all shoveled out. They all have very tall little, you know, sticks on them so you can see where they are. But yeah, the house in our neighborhood, that was a real tragedy. And it's under investigation, obviously, but a gas explosion from the gas main is the most obvious explanation. So yeah, I think our gas provider actually developed a whole bunch of little covers for our gas meters for the winter, but not everybody has them yet. Mm-hmm. So definitely going to ask for one of those for next year. Absolutely.
As you've been chronicling, you know, what you've been going through on Twitter, I mean, there's moments like that which are serious, but you also share moments of some levity. I mean, you posted a video of your son kayaking off the roof of your home down a wall of snow. I guess, what have the responses been like to your posts on Twitter? Because you're really giving us a front row seat of, you know, because, you know, often we're not supposed to drive up there in these conditions, right?
Yeah. It's been amazing. So many people even just telling me they're worried about me and thinking about me. So, I mean, people's good side comes out. I think I'm not as worried about me as other people who are watching this on Twitter, because I know we have a good strong house. We're doing what we need to do. We got plenty of food. If you're hunkered down and you're not taking chances, it's not like it was when we were evacuated for a wildfire, you know. It feels a lot more safe and cozy, unless something has happened to your house, which there's a few of them, but it's not like the whole community is in danger of burning down. So I guess my danger level is not very high compared to how people are responding on Twitter. But yeah, the video I posted of my son, we were on the roof and taking a break. And so he's a raft guide and enjoys kayaking. So he started on the dormer and went straight down all the way to the backyard. And that's been super popular. In 2017, he skied off the roof. There was enough snow back then too, but he has a new passion for kayaking.
There's still time.
I don't know what it'll be next time. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? You know, when you talk about, you know, the way you gauge, you know, what is dangerous, you have a really interesting perspective, because before moving to Myers, you lived in Greenville. That's a town in Plumas County. And as we know, that town was devastated by the Dixie Fire in 2021, a place that you still have deep connections to. And then that same summer, you had to evacuate from the Caldor Fire across the Tahoe Basin in El Dorado counties and surrounding counties as well. You're now experiencing extreme weather on the other end with a snowstorm. How do you reflect on everything that you've really kind of navigated over just the last couple years?
Yeah, that's a good question. I've lived in the Sierra, in the Sierra Nevada for about 30 years now, first in Plumas County and now in El Dorado County. And the last 5 years have been the hardest, with the increase in high severity fire, huge areas burning, homes burning down a lot, and then extreme snow events. It's getting harder, I would say. It takes more preparation, but I still would not live anywhere else at this point. To me, it's still totally worth it. And I feel like there's, at least about wildfire, there's a lot that we can do. As a forester, I know that forest management can really reduce the risk. So I have a lot of hope moving forward that we can change the situation and make it more livable and safe for communities. As far as snow, I don't think there's much I can do about that. And it's interesting, you know, I live in Tahoe, and from a climate change perspective, things are getting hotter the lower down you are. So higher up you are is probably going to be cooler and have more water in the future. And, you know, you'd think that'd be great. But then you have winters like this and you realize, you know, nature could still clobber you by completely burying you in snow and crushing you. So there's still concerns, you know, wherever you live about climate change and the extreme weather.
Given that you've previously joined us on Insight to talk about forest health and how you instruct private landowners to do prescribed fires, controlled burns, what do you think, how do you think all of the snow in your area, what it means for the health of our forests and the outlook for the state's 2023 wildfire season?
Well, from a forest health perspective, it's excellent, excellent news. Droughts are really what lead to a lot of tree mortality, not related to fire, but related to drought and insects. And, you know, 2012 to 16, we had something like 150 million dead trees throughout the state. And then we had that big winter of 2017, and that brought down the tree mortality and bark beetle activity precipitously. Like one of the pine beetles populations just crashed, and ponderosa pines stopped dying just instantly. So I am hopeful that that's what we'll see again with this really big winter. And so I think it's good news for the health of individual trees. That doesn't do anything for the fact that there's still too many trees and there's a need for active thinning and fuels reduction to be done. So wildfire is always a concern. This much moisture at lower elevation definitely makes grass grow and stimulate fuels that could lead to a bad wildfire season. At the higher elevations in the forests, a lot of them are already crowded out and don't have a lot of undergrowth. And so the concern is less from a big snow load. And the snow will take a long time to melt. Usually we have a little snow on the ground here in April for Easter. I have a hard time imagining we'll even see the ground by Easter this year. So we'll have snow and we'll have melting and moisture for much longer. So I do hope that that will reduce the season at the highest elevations. I think we have good examples of that being the case in the past, you know, barring some huge heat wave in May.
Before we let you go, Susie, I mean, just looking at all this snow, a lot of people want to go up. They want to enjoy it, not always at the right time. We've also seen videos of that as well. And as a reporter who's headed up the summit, both ends, like I understand that as well, people being unprepared. What message do you have for people who may want to go up and see all this snow, take advantage of it, but it may not be the best thing at this time?
I would just say be a weather geek. Read up, look at when the breaks in the storm are going to happen and believe it and be prepared. So, I mean, it is epic skiing right now. So I wouldn't discourage people from coming in general, but you just have to choose the right time and come, pay attention to when to come, you know, come during the week, not the weekend if you can. But yeah, it's something people should see for themselves to believe. So. Yeah, come on up, but come at the right times.
Thank you so much, Susie, taking a break from shoveling to join
Thank
us.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Susie Coger is a forestry advisor for the University of California's Cooperative Extension in South Lake Tahoe and a 16-year resident of Myers, which is located in the Tahoe Basin, sharing how she and her community is enduring this winter's powerful snowfall. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.